Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey, C-App sisters!
It's your virtual sisters, Bianca, aka BB.
Shade or Shade, whichever one floats your boat.
And your girl, Jenny from the pod. And welcome to another episode of She's in the Pod,
the safe space for millennial women,
where we meet bi-weekly to talk life, growth, and sisterhood.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, girls. Sorry, we're munching.
Yeah.
We're munching on sweets because Brent,
yeah.
Brent just has... trying to get us all fat.
Mm-hmm.
Just has so many sweets here.
But hello, welcome.
Welcome to another episode.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
almost on time.
Almost a jinx moment.
I hope you're all well.
Yeah.
And enjoying the summer, mm-hmm. What's left of the summer.
We're in what, end of July now?
Mm.
So,
we've still got a little bit to go. Still got a bit to go. Mm-hmm. So,
just for you lot, Jamaican Independence Day is coming up. So, just want to say, to all of my Caribbeans. No, this is my non-Caribbeans.
Non-Caribbeans.
Wave the Jamaican flag higher.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny because, like, just a quick one. And that's something we can quickly talk about. Growing up in school, you know, it wasn't popular to be African.
Yeah.
Like when I was in school anyways, when I was in secondary school, it was more popular to be Caribbean or Jamaican.
Yeah, yeah.
But I went to school in Peckham.
So, yeah.
Which is Lagos. So for me, it wasn't really like I was exposed to, especially West African culture.
More West,
I think a lot of people were exposed to that more university times.
Mm.
But for me, it was like, I don't know. I loved everything. There was a time going in school where I loved Afrobeats more than I loved Bashman.
Bashman,
and
reggae. Yeah.
Absolutely loved it. Like I love old school Afrobeats. I adore it. But also sometimes because I think like Afrobeats and African culture has taken over so much. Mm. Sometimes I forget the influence that Caribbean cultures had on London.
As well, yeah.
As well. Like even when I think about Notting Hill Carnival, mm-hmm. and when I think about even the lingo that we have as Londoners,
yeah.
Some of it is very like, it's very Caribbean or Jamaican influence.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I'm like, do you know what? I don't know again, because
there's influence that's carried on.
100%, which I just, yeah, sometimes I forget about. So wave the flag high, all my Jamaicans, you know,
wave
and all
flag.
My non-Jamaicans.
We'll wave it for you as well.
Definitely. I'm ready to turn up for next week. I think it's 60th. Is it 60th?
60.
Mm. I think it's... Is it 50 or 60? But I think it's 60.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Nice.
And I'm very proud of my country because they are finally trying to cut ties
and
with the UK.
What's that? Is it Barbados?
Yeah.
That now... Like,
yeah, so they're not a part of the Commonwealth anymore.
No.
And Jamaica are trying to do that as well now.
Yeah.
So, which is
so
very
that's
good.
That's really good.
Because,
yeah.
No, we don't... Sorry, mm-hmm. We don't want any relations with
what
slavery.
What do you call it? Kate and William?
I think. Yeah, they went there. They got booed.
Yeah,
good.
They will not welcome.
Come in with your far self to do what? All of this, like, it's so outdated. All of this, like, touring, Commonwealth touring and stuff like that. Nobody wants, nobody cares. Please, just stay in wherever you live. I don't even know where they live.
Yeah.
But nobody cared for it. So
and
I like,
also,
I
it was so soon as well. I don't think it was the right moment. Because obviously, like, William was saying that, you know, he wants to kind of change things and have a more sort of different... view, like a, you know, a more updated view than obviously his grandparents or...
Yeah, but he needs to quiet himself because he's not less than nine. He's still got his dad. Do you know what I mean? He's still got Charles. I mean, yeah. To be fair, he might not have that long because he's old.
I was going to say, how long is he going to last?
He's in his 70s. He could have 20 years. Do you see these royals? They live a long life, man. To like 90s.
Part of me, I want the Queen to live for a while, you know.
Why?
Do you know what? Imagine having King Charles.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it'll be weird.
Uh-uh.
The day that she dies. Sorry, guys.
Somebody's knocking on the door.
Yeah. The day that she dies, it's going to be very mad. I saw a TikTok video saying everything that will happen, like when she
dies. Yeah, because they've got a plan,
don't
they?
A whole protocol. Mm. It's very mad. I was like, wow, this is a lot. And yeah. I love The Crown.
Yeah.
Even, like, I absolutely love The Crown. I'm so fascinated by, like, real life stories.
Mm. Even, like, news anchors, they have to, like, carry a black
suit. Yeah. That's like my friend who works for the mayor saying that whenever he goes out,
he's got to carry
a black
suit.
Where
did it change then? Or just anywhere?
Well, I guess they'll have to find somewhere to change and they'll have to wear a black suit. So, like, literally, politicians or that, they have a black suit with them wherever they go.
How many days do we mourn for?
Girl, I don't know. It's probably a long time to be honest. As long as we get some more back holidays, I'm good.
I'm grateful for that extra one that she gave us.
I mean, what are we really as a general public? What are we benefiting from all of this wahala that they're doing? Minutes of silence, and I want some days off work. Please let me mourn.
let me
in my house. Let me mourn.
Without work.
Order some Nando's and mourn. It's okay. But it'll be interesting to see. Like, I'm trying to do a little turn up for Jamaican Independence Day. Hopefully that will go to plan. It's gonna be a vibe. Do you know what I was thinking about the other day? I don't have the patience for this, but I really want to try doing like semi permanent dreads. So I don't know if you've seen Azriah.
Yeah, she did. I was just thinking of her.
So
when
I want to.
Isn't that shorter because it's not like full on dreads?
Yeah. So basically,
they just attach it to your hair.
So they attach it to your hair, and twist your hair. So, but the actual dreads to buy, you have to buy. Excuse me, guys. I'm drinking Red Bull. You have to buy human hair dreads. They're not cheap.
Fair enough.
I've seen some for depending on what you get.
But do they dread your hair, your actual hair as well?
So dread. Yeah, but you can unpick it. You can unpick it depending on how long you have it. It's probably the process for that. Yeah. But I want to do some proper research. But I'm thinking for a while to maybe do it between now and the end of the year, and then like take it out for my birthday.
That would suit you because you've done like not dreads, but
I've done like faux locks,
yeah.
And just to like, I love the. I'm fascinated with it. I think it would be like a trial for me. Like, okay, if I do like change my hair often and stuff, and I like the versatility of like having my hair like this or that. But I've always just loved dreads, and like I think it looks amazing on women when it's done so nicely. Like I'm obsessed with Chloe and Halle's dreads. Like I love them so
and just
much. You could do so much with it. You could do so much with it.
I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Maybe I was a bit naive, but I didn't know.
You know what? Actually, let me not use the word dreads because people, it's not really that's more of it. People call it locks. And I think
there's
like
difference.
Dreadlocks, I think, I don't correct me if I'm wrong in terms of people may probably know the meaning behind it, but I think that name came about because of a certain look or feel that people thought that people with locks had. The dreadlocks into that dread. People prefer to just say locks, which is like less of a. And it's, I guess.
Does it
actually
have a religious connotation?
Well, it actually
does.
So Jamaicans who. They're called Rastafaris.
Yes.
So my uncle's a Rasta. Mm-hmm. He has dreads and they believe in. Sorry, guys, I don't know much about this. So there's like a god that they worship, I think, or like called Celestiae.
Mm.
It's like, so sometimes you'll see it with a flag. It's like got a lion on it.
Yeah.
And like all those colours and stuff. So I don't know if it's a god, but it's just something that they believe in.
Yeah, yeah.
Or that they kind of like reverence in a way. Mm. Most Rastafaris have dreadlocks.
Yeah,
I don't know what the meaning is behind that. Dreadlocks is not the terminology that people use now these days. It's so apologies, guys, when we call it dreadlocks. I think it's just habit because it's what people have called it for years.
Yeah.
But now it's more of a locks thing, and it's not because people want to take away the fact that it's not dread. There's nothing dread about it. It's do you know what I mean? I think that actually goes into kind of to the topic that we're talking about, which is like, this aesthetic, this clean girl aesthetic, which is killing us and our bank accounts. Okay.
So when did you first come across the term clean girl aesthetic? Because for me, it was quite recent. To be honest.
Yeah, maybe like last year or the year before. Maybe
That's a while.
Maybe like last year. Last year, I think it started to, maybe just before, like before the whole soft life thing came in. So sometime last year, I think it started to be a thing. I don't know where to start with it. What about you? Like, where did you come across it this year?
I mean, just knowing that was a particular name that was given to it, I think over the past couple of months, because there was a tweet or a TikTok video that went around about clean girl aesthetic. But for me, like that particular look, I I'd always been drawn to it just because it's easy for me to do.
Yeah, okay.
I've never been great at doing makeup. I can only do sort of basic makeup. Okay. So that sort of quote unquote clean girl aesthetic look, which I didn't realize it was that at the time. Not saying that it's now, but for me, it was just simple makeup.
Yeah.
Simple, easy, doable, no wahala type of makeup.
So like the no makeup makeup look.
Basically that.
Yeah.
But I, you know, over the past couple of months, it's just been more prominent where I've been just more aware of that being like a particular look that people are striving for.
Yeah, I think the issue with this whole clean girl aesthetic is not an issue because in my opinion, I just think it's a fashion trend. Like, I think that you think
now,
about,
I think now though. Yeah. It's not before.
No, not
like
before.
Like in the 90s and...
No. It was and that's what I'm saying. Like each decade or each... There's an era where fashion, makeup, hair looks a certain way. In the early 2000s, we were wearing layers. Like a t-shirt with a long sleeve t-shirt with a short sleeve t-shirt. And then a denim skirt with leggings underneath.
Do you remember the shoelaces? Did you ever wear shoelaces on your hair?
Yeah, of course. Do you know what's so funny? The other day, I was in Croydon and I saw a girl with the slick. And I said, oh my gosh, I have not seen that hairstyle. I said, kudos to you, Baze, for keeping it alive because I have not seen that in years. I was like,
The Primark, what do you call it?
The crop puffer jacket thing.
That, but then what's the belt that you...
That belt. I know you're talking about the waist
belt. The gold
one. The waist belts. And I think the makeup and the hair was done a certain way as well.
Yeah.
And then when we think about the 2010s, it was like eyebrows with under concealer.
Yeah.
It was heavy, a highlighter. You don't really see that anymore. Like heavy, everything is very subtle.
It's turned
and
down,
very minimalist. So as much as, the thing is, as much as I think it's a trend, I also think that this trend is clearly the bank accounts more. I don't know what it is because it's
feel like it's more intentional, this particular type of trend.
Like, I think the other trends were like, okay, cool, let's hop on this. You go and buy a jacket, you see, you know.
It's more for fun.
It's just more for fun. This one feels like, and maybe it's because of the age we're at. I don't know what it is, but I was telling you in the car that even that whole clean girl aesthetic and minimalist vibe comes into like the way we see things and the way we do our house, the way we decorate our bedrooms, the packagings that we get. That sometimes people buy things just because the packaging is nice.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I feel like that is what to me is like, I don't like it because it puts pressure on people. Not puts pressure on people, but you're kind of like doing things just for the look of it.
Yeah.
And not because it's something you genuinely like.
Like, even I've seen YouTube videos where they'll title it like how to look rich, without breaking the bank account.
Yeah.
And they would basically say like, have like very basic tops.
Yeah.
Do your makeup. Like, it's just very laid back. So it shows that you're not doing too much, but you still got something.
Yeah. But it's interesting because
it's very interesting. Yeah.
When you think about celebrities, they do the absolute most. But I mean, some of them, anyways. I think that, you know, you look at like people that have money or old money and they will dress very basic jeans. Look at Mark Zuckerberg, the way he dresses. It's the same. Simon Cowell, top t-shirt. I think it's different for women, it's a different kind of pressure.
Yeah.
Like, if they're wearing a top and t-shirt every day, the media would rip into them. Do you know what I mean? So it's easy for men to do that. But I do think that there's a... When you look at rappers or certain people, they do the absolute most. It's 10 chains at once.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Kardashian is wearing a space suit. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's... Mm-hmm. I think for us, because those things aren't attainable for us, we can't be buying Balenciaga every day. So there's a different aesthetic that we have to go for that's like, okay,
to match, cool.
She has money. Or it's like, all of a sudden, if a girl has that clean aesthetic vibe, there's something about her that everyone aspires to just because of the way she looks.
Yeah. Which, but I think loads of people had an issue with the actual term, like the word clean girl.
Yeah, 100%. And I do too.
And you do as well.
I think it's not that I have an issue with it, but I just think that it's the association that comes with it. Like, people are saying that a clean aesthetic equals you looking like you have money or looking like you have a certain type of lifestyle.
Whereas if you're like, if you're flamboyant or colorful,
eccentric,
that
you're not going to assume immediately, this person has money.
Yeah.
So I think that's what it is. And then also there's the race thing comes into it because like, as a black woman, I saw a TikTok the other day that was saying like, black women can't afford to look messy. They can't afford to look... have trampy days. Even the trampy days are days where they still have to put a bit of effort into it
and make it look... They can't be fully just...
If
like,
it's white women, they can put their hair up in a bun.
Or,
they can,
you know,
they can
light skin.
Or they can put on a hat, wear some jeans and a white t-shirt and it looks like a vibe. If I put on a hat over my wig, no makeup, a t-shirt, it looks like I'm just taking a trip to Tesco's. Do you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't look like... So I feel like we have to, as Black women, we have to be more intentional about, okay, like, where am I going and how does this look? How are people going to perceive me?
Yeah.
I don't feel like women of other races, especially white women, have to do that as much, or people of other shades.
Mm-hmm.
But she is darker Black women. Sometimes it is quite taxing as a Black woman. Like,
yeah,
some days I wake up and I think, I'm not in a mood to makeup today. But I know if I don't, people are going to look at me like, oh,
like this certain way. Like, yeah.
And I've done that. I still do that. Mm-hmm. And that's taxing. Like, it takes off a lot of energy knowing that you can't always just go do exactly what you feel.
And then now that you've got, like, I guess, the clean girl aesthetic.
It's more pressure.
There's still more pressure.
It's more pressure.
You can't just be
you.
And, you know, and clean.
I don't like that. I don't like that word. Yeah. I don't like that word. I get it. I would prefer if they use minimalist aesthetic rather than clean. Because if you look eccentric and you've got locks and you've got, like, you're wearing colourful, so she doesn't look clean. That's not a clean girl aesthetic. No. Minimalist means, okay, simple colours, simple shades. Everything's very simple. It's minimal. You're like, in terms of, yeah.
But do you know what? I will say, just to, you know, caveat, I guess it also depends on how you interpret that. Because I will be honest, when I first came, like, so a couple of months ago, when I first came across, like, clean girl look, makeup look, again, for me, it was just like, okay, strip back look, something that I can do, that, or maybe I can afford to do, like, you know, with this, you know, as less... makeup as possible. And then I'd look at, like, people that I get influenced from, whether it's in terms of fashion or makeup. Like, let's say, what's her name? Melissa. I personally don't think she, although her clothing, like, obviously she'll wear, like, statement pieces and things like that. I think generally, like, her sort of aesthetic look, it's not too overboard. Yeah, it's just like, it's something that I feel like I
London.
Can, like I can do, like, you know, whereas back in the day, like, you know, those cut creases, like, let's say, Beauty by JJ, which looked amazing. I couldn't.
For that, okay.
It was a bit so too much like
this
for me.
Kind of time in the era is more relatable to you.
Yeah, like, and I think it depends on what relates to you, but it doesn't mean that one is better than the other.
No, it doesn't mean that one's better. Not at all. I think it's just...
But I think that's maybe why people might get offended by the whole clean, like, oh no, this is the clean version of how you should look now.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of to play with it. There's race, there's pretty privilege.
There's pretty
privilege
as well.
Because like, if even skin, like, if you've got really good skin, and that's not someone's fault particularly, like, someone could be born with good skin or someone could be putting in the effort to have good skin, either way. But like, certain, sometimes because my skin's playing up, I'm like, you know what, today, is I need to wear makeup, or I'm just gonna need to cover this up today, or if I'm going to a certain place. And I think sometimes we aspire so much to celebrities, like for example, Lori Harvey, right? Lori Harvey, or let's say, I don't know who else is there that's around that age, like Ryan Destiny, right? If you see them out with joggers on, a hat, and their hair tied back, it's like, oh, she looks cute. If I did that and went out, people would be like, what's she doing?
I think people also need to realize, like, these celebrities like Laurie and Destiny that you just mentioned, yes, they can sort of get up and just wear whatever they want to wear and still look good. But don't forget, there's still a lot of maintenance.
There's pressure
behind that.
There's a lot of
pressure. A lot of them, they have, like, maybe private dermatologists or whatever to make their skin at that standard. Like, they are able to maintain it.
But they're able to maintain it because they could afford it. I think it's one massive, like, vicious cycle. Because, yeah, the maintenance may be tiring, but they still have privilege because they're able to do these things.
Yeah.
And so, like you said, they might have dermatologists that they go to, or some of them may get Botox, or some of them may do this. And you look at their celebrities and, oh my God, their skin is absolutely amazing. Yeah. But the maintenance is, it takes a lot to get behind it. So we're aspiring to people, but it's like, I don't have the same bank account. I don't have the same time, free time. I don't have the same, I can't afford to spend this much time on my aesthetic.
Yeah.
Because I have a job. I have a 9-to-5. I have this, that. Doesn't mean they, you know, but,
they
if,
but
they're,
yeah.
if they're at a certain place financially and they're financially stable, they may have a bit more time to spend on these kind of things, or they may have to do it because of the line of work they're in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time for that. I don't have money for it either. So it's a bit of a tip, but I do think Black women face a lot of pressure with having to look a certain way.
100.
And I think also, you know, just to be very, like, frank, the darker you are, I feel like is the more effort you have to put in as a Black woman.
Mm-hmm.
To be, if you're a light-skinned girl or you're a light-skinned woman and you're of lighter shade, I think that's a privilege.
That's a privilege in itself.
It is a privilege. You know? Certain things sometimes, even if you have a certain body shape,
mm-hmm.
sometimes that may be a privilege as well, depending on some of the things that you're able to wear or do. I just think, yeah, as Black women, it's just taxing and it's tiring. Yeah,
it's tiring. It's an ongoing conversation. And there's this video that I showed it to you earlier,
yeah.
didn't I?
Yeah.
And I watched with this lady. We'll put it in the description because yeah. I can't remember her name. But it was so sad, but she was basically saying that she knows she's a dark skinned woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying that she knows that she doesn't have pretty privilege. Mm. Like she knows that within herself. Mm. And she's come to accept it.
Mm.
That obviously, you know, I keep talking about Lori Harvey, but of course there are others. But for the moment, because Lori Harvey's been such a hot topic
mm-hmm.
and almost like not the representation, but like put on such a high pedestal yeah. as somebody who's like just got everything. Yeah. She's the it girl. Yeah. So she was basically saying that, you know, even when she goes out like with her friends, she knows that no guy's going to come up to her. That's not so that she's true. Seeking attention, but she just yeah, knows she that within knows herself.
Yeah.
She was talking about a story where it was like her birthday.
Mm.
And obviously she's the celebrant. They mm. went out to eat. But even though she had like, you know, an expensive dress
yeah.
and makeup professionally yeah. done. She knows even though she'd done all of that,
she's still not going to be the it girl
or the pretty even girl in birthday. That moment.
Yeah.
So she was basically just saying that. And I can't even say whether I agree or I don't agree. But she was basically just saying that there comes a time in your life where you just know where you stand mm. in terms of your own beauty yeah. and how society will perceive you, it.
Yeah.
Like you can love yourself or you can, but yeah, just the way society, it doesn't society, make a difference yeah. no matter what you do, no matter how much money you have.
Mm.
But yeah, it was just really sad to sort of like listen to and, but then again, she was saying that because she's come to accept it,
mm.
that's fine. There's nothing that can sort of like,
make her feel a certain way
and she's sort of like confident in herself yeah. now that look yeah. this is all I can be.
Yeah.
I
think the best you know, I think yeah, each of us in a way sometimes we don't realize it, like we may have a certain privilege. Like I know I have short girl privilege. Like yes. like that's the thing. Like I know that no matter what guy I get with, he's most likely going to be taller than me even when I have heels on. That is a nice feeling. Like yeah. I don't have to worry about how, even if he's not 6 foot.
I've never heard anyone say that before.
I have short girl privilege. And the thing is, I love it. I love being a small girl. I love, thanks, mom, because my mom's small. Thanks, mom. Like, yeah, my sister's small. Like, yeah. I'm glad. And my dad's quite tall. My brother's quite tall. I'm just glad I didn't take after
you
my dad.
Take that one.
Like, but I have short girl privilege. And I think sometimes it's good to admit that.
What kind of privilege you have.
My question is, because we're going into like this privilege conversation. Do you take advantage of the privilege you have, even if the people around you, i.e. your friends,
mm-hmm.
don't have that privilege and are suffering because of the privilege that they don't have?
I think we do.
Is that a choice that you make to say, okay, do you know what? Even though my friend, because she doesn't have this, she's actually finding it hard, but I have it.
So make use of it.
I'm going to live my life.
Like, I think I think we do. That's the thing. Like,
okay.
I think certain people know.
Yeah.
That
they're the prettier friend.
They're the prettier friend.
Do you remember that song? Everybody knows about the Butters friend.
Yeah.
And you don't need you don't. The Butters friend. That was such a terrible song. Oh my gosh, we were all singing it.
Hindsight is such a beautiful thing.
Like, honestly.
But yeah, I think, you know, people do, like, whether yeah. that's to do with, like you said, height,
yeah.
how pretty you look, even like shade, like within
shade,
like
body shape. I had, like, this friend. Oh, you know, my gosh.
Hair texture.
Hair texture, eye colour.
Yeah.
All that kind of
you
stuff.
You know, black, maybe dark skin or like, yeah. I don't know, whatever shade you are, but yeah. black women yeah. with like lighter eyes, they have yeah. a certain 100%. Type of privilege.
And you know, people ask you, if you have a certain hair colour or eye colour or hair texture, oh, where are you from?
Yeah.
That kind what of makes question. Exactly. And I'll never forget one time I had this friend, her body, legs and hips and body, like hips for days and bum mm-hmm. for days. I knew every time I went out of her, that's it. And it, like, we were going to get, She was gonna get approached,
mm-hmm.
and it's funny. It's like she was actually a bit taller than me, dark skin girl, and she. Do you know what? I'm just gonna say this.
Hmm.
This is very bad of me to say, but I'm gonna say, in terms of, I know that she was getting approached by guys because of her body.
Mm.
I'm not saying she's a beautiful girl,
and yeah,
but I know that when
guys saw, the first instance,
is because they looked at her hips, they looked at her bottom, and they said, I want me some of that. Mm-hmm. Literally every single time went out. And for me, when I used to be around that, I remember thinking to myself, oh my gosh, like, but I know what men like. On the first instance, it doesn't mean I'm an ugly girl.
Mm-hmm.
And it just means that, but I also realize there are other things about me that for example, I'm a lighter shade.
Yeah.
And there's some guys, a lot of, you know, that's a whole taboo. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. To be honest, that's not something that I like the fact that guys go after women of a certain complexion. That's something mm-hmm. I would never encourage.
Yeah.
But also, I know that.
You acknowledge that
happens, that they may look at a dark skin girl and a lighter friend and say, hey, I'm going to go after her because of that. These are not things that her body shape and the color of my skin, mm-hmm. to me, it's not something that you should be looking at to say, oh, hey, cool, like, let me go after her, especially if it's, again, your colorist, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I know there are certain things, like, there is beard privilege, okay?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
There's beard privilege. Yeah. Okay, like, height privilege as a man. If I see a beard at a height, there's also, I like dark skin guys.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a more desired thing, but I think the height and the beard is 100% very much desired, especially mm-hmm. in the black community.
Yeah.
100%. That is a privilege, babes. If your beard connects, go and praise Jesus. Go to church tomorrow, just, please. You know. Because honestly, it's a privilege. But I think as women, mm-hmm. like our aesthetic is more a thing than men.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something we have to. So again, if we feel like we're lacking in a certain area that other women are, like their cup is running over mm-hmm. in that area, we feel like we almost have to make up for it by making sure we always
other
look,
areas, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Personality wise as well.
But again, that's that. But that's not the first thing people see.
It's not.
People don't see your personality, right?
Yeah. And that's what that lady was saying as well. Like, you know, she's got a banging personality. Yeah. But that's not
people
the first
would
thing
never
that,
know that. And yeah, it's funny because actually, I don't know if we saw this thing about Snoop Dogg, right? His daughter.
Oh, yeah. I did. Yeah. I think it was yesterday, actually. Yeah. Again. TikTok. Yeah. You learn so many
Snoop
things.
Snoop Dogg, I think it was her birthday, Snoop Dogg's daughter's birthday. And I think she reposted a message from her boyfriend or something like that. She's been in a relationship for a while, a few years. Basically, people started commenting on her page, basically saying that he's only with you because you're Snoop Dogg's daughter.
Yeah.
And she's so dark skinned. She's a dark skinned girl. She's beautiful.
She's so beautiful.
And I thought to myself, that is so, and she, you know, she went and said something. And the fact that she even had to justify herself, I just thought to myself.
But it just shows you that people just can't
fathom.
Is that phantom?
Yeah, fathom. But did you see that other one, right? There was another TikTok where it was a white couple. Big lady.
Yes.
Big lady. And then she was with a guy who was like, he looked like he was quite physically fit. Like, I don't know if he works out. He had the muscles, the shoulders.
Yeah.
And people were
they just couldn't confused, imagine. How does that work?
Oh, he definitely cheats on you.
Yeah.
People cannot fathom that someone is with someone more than in terms of, mm-hmm. and also it's not even just about them, you know, being interested in things that are like more than meets the eye. But what if they are attracted
just,
to that?
They might just find that person attractive.
To that.
Yeah.
That person is, okay, she's a dark-skinned woman. I find that attractive. Mm. She's a bigger woman. I know men that like bigger women. I like men that, they would tell me I'm a stick. I'm skinny. Just what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I don't get that. People, it's the projection that I don't like. Okay, if that's your preference, that's great. But don't come and project that on me.
Yeah.
Because you think that, okay, just because like people like me don't deserve what I have.
Yeah.
And I think that's what
I hate that so much.
I hate it. And most of the time it's your own people that project that on you. And mm-hmm. I find it so disheartening.
Yeah.
So disheartening. And so like, as a black woman, we have to just do 10 times more. And I respect the women that say, you know what, F the aesthetics, mm-hmm. F the, you know what, okay, I'm going into the office today and I work with majority white people. I'm not putting on an ounce of makeup. My hair's mm-hmm. puffed up. I'm going in with my natural hair.
Yeah.
I respect it because I can't even say I'm at that point yet.
That is strength.
I'm not. Because this clean girl aesthetic is, I do definitely feel like it looks great. Like, because I love minimalism as well.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some days, like sometimes I'm choosing an outfit and I'm like, oh, I want to look like money today. But also, I want to wear orange and purple.
Yeah.
Like, do you know
and
what
I
mean?
Think sometimes it can, you know, if you let it get to you, it blocks sort of creative expression.
100%.
You know?
That's such a good point.
Especially here 100%. In the UK. Like, you go to different
In London, especially,
for example,
yeah,
where they're a bit more expressive with how they look. Yeah. But here, it's like, it's just so toned down. Yeah. There's such a.
But then you go to places like Shoreditch and you see people who are just so.
Yeah.
But again, it's a particular race. Like,
yeah.
They can afford to look eccentric. They can afford to look. People aren't going
to. Or to just try out different things.
And I think that's a really important thing that, like, ladies, don't let this whole like clean girl aesthetic or this whole like, and I think TikTok has pushed a lot of that as well. Like mm-hmm. TikTok's a great app because I can be on there laughing for days, right? Mm-hmm. But also I think that it's pushed a lot of,
I'll
like,
say TikTok and maybe certain influencers, obviously 100%,
but that's
follow,
what I mean, yeah, on but, TikTok, yeah, yeah, like it's definitely had a massive influence. And there are some great things about that app, but also, yeah, like it's yeah, like
because who I really like, and obviously it depends on, you know, your own preference, but Jackie Aina, for example, in my
she doesn't
eyes,
really go after that clean girl thing.
She doesn't, and she's all about the glitz and the glam, and she just yeah. owns it.
It's not my type, but it's not my flavor at all.
No, but she like, just she's stuck she with it, and she's not sort of like swayed the other yeah. way or toned it down just because society yeah,
she is
so.
I'm not gonna lie though, you could get away with that whole glitz and glam thing more in America.
Yeah, that's like, another thing.
Sorry to Americans for listening, but Americans cannot dress. I cannot. Sorry, they really can't. Like, I just, some of the things I see them where I'm like, this is very mad.
But they're being creative, exactly. They're, it's almost like you're allowed to sort of look crazy and just yeah. express
but
yourself.
But then I think that goes, but then if you think about it, that goes in line. I always say Americans are a lot, and not in like a, not in a negative way, but I think it goes in line with their environment and who they are. Like Americans have very big personalities. They're not very yeah. conservative people. They're very opinionate. But then if you look at the our personalities over here, we're very conservative, we're very laid back, mm-hmm. the way we talk or the way we express ourselves. So yeah. it goes hand in, even though you may say, okay, that's they're more, I think that's just the general consensus of yeah. characters, personalities, the way things are done over there. It's just but so I think it allows them to
yeah,
be more.
But I think the danger with that is almost you've got people in here. And I'm sure in America as well, like you've got people that maybe prefer a more toned down look.
Like
that's
I feel like the UK girls have really been influencing a lot of these Americans, you know, TikTok.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, the makeup, the look.
But then you've got people here, and whether it's influencers or just non-influencers, yeah. who want to be able to sort of express this. I've got a friend, yeah, like, and she is being like that for years. Like almost every 6 months, she has a different color. Hair,
I think
like,
I know what you're talking about.
All the
it.
Colors
yeah,
of the rainbow. Yeah. I love it. And I always say to her, like, don't try to tone it down. Yeah. She's like, oh, well, maybe let me go back to wearing black and just have like a more like normal for no. what? Please. Yeah, no.
But that's what I'm saying. I love the point that you made about this aesthetic. Really, we have to be careful that it's not dampening our creativity, our yeah. creative expression as people, because I know I'm quite a creative person, and sometimes some of the outfits I want to wear is like some that's for me. I feel like some days I'm very colorful, mm-hmm. and other days but I do, because of this clean girl aesthetic, I start to question myself more. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, do I really want to wear this? Or how are people going to perceive me? Oh, I want to look like this. I want to look like that. And I think, yeah, it's really important for us to just be like some days, I don't think that should be any one rule. People say, oh, you have a style. If style, like yeah. one or like a certain type of habit in terms of the way you dress, like that's cool if someone prefers to dress a certain type of way once. But some days I might wake up and think, do you know what? I want to look like Erykah Badu today.
Yeah.
And other days I want to look like Cardi B. And just in terms of their style, like I, and that's the way I am. Some days I love clean girl aesthetic, but then other days I want to do like head wrap and I want to do, you know what I mean? That kind of vibe, very like, yeah, like, okay, Erykah Badu kind of style. Mm-hmm. So I think that don't like, pin yourself down just because of this trend and this new era.
Don't
pin yourself down. And one thing I did love about other eras of like makeup and fashion, I feel like it gave us more room to be a bit more creative. Like, okay, for example, in school days, like slicking our hair, as much as it was the same kind of hairstyle, like we would do different things with it. Shoelaces.
We put gemstones on it, and all that kind of stuff.
And then even like 2000s, the early
2000s. We'd do matchy-matchy.
Matchy-matchy. Like it was more colourful. It was more expressive. So everyone found their kind of their own way to do things. This clean girl aesthetic, it doesn't give you much room to just like be a bit creative with it. Mm. And I think that's what, I think, yeah, your point about creative expression is really, really important because we can't, listen, this country and this world is already trying to kill our souls. Can it not kill our creativities? Please.
Kill that as well.
I love it. I do think that some things I'm like, okay, yeah, that looks nice.
Yeah.
But I just don't think that, don't force yourself to be a part of that gang every day.
Yeah.
If you don't,
it doesn't have to now be the norm for everyone to do
it. It doesn't have to. No,
it doesn't. It's your choice. And I'm sure it is, but you shouldn't feel that pressure.
100%. And especially as a black woman as well, you know.
Yeah.
It's sometimes I've even heard a conversation about how braids are not a part, like people look less clean.
If
you have braids or extensions in, I hate that. Absolutely hate it. And that's why I'm like, I had to just talk to you about doing looks.
Or certain braids are more acceptable.
Yeah. 100%.
Now, like the skinny,
the small, like knotless braids that are long. And
You know, back in the day, we used to do so many hairstyles with our braids.
Yeah.
Now people just have them long and just like, there's no, yeah. I used to be so, people used to be so creative with their braid hairstyles. Mm. You don't see that these days, unless they're like celebrities or they're doing a shoot or something like that. Mm. Like you don't see that. So it's just, it's very plain, very simple. And if you like that, and that's actually always been you, or it's you as like, as you're evolving, that's great, but I just don't think it's by force. And that's one of the reasons why I want to try the locks thing, because it's something I've always wanted to do, but I'm
like,
I don't know if it's going to be a part of it. No, I'm just going to try it.
Be a part of anything. You know? And if you want to switch it up afterwards, then switch it up afterwards.
And I think as black women, the world is unfortunately not going to change. Mm. I don't think it is anyways. Like, I'm not trying to be a pessimist, but I think that as black women, we're just going to have to free ourselves more from these
shackles.
From these shackles of aesthetic, from these shackles of being perceived a certain way by our colleagues, by our peers, by other races. I'm not saying that, like, don't turn up to an interview, you know, with Crocs. And do you know what I mean? Like, I mean, if that's the place, if that kind of place
use discernment,
then cool.
Yeah.
But use discernment, obviously. But like, as a, don't let your race be the determining factor as to why. And it's hard for us to do that, but it's easier said than done. Mm-hmm. But I just think it should be something on the forefront of our minds. Like, okay, why am I thinking this today? Is it because I'm a black woman that I'm having to make this decision about what I'm wearing or what my makeup looks like? Because it's draining.
It's so draining.
It's draining. It's hard. It really is.
But
it's a good conversation though.
Good conversation. So we'd love to know what you guys think about this as well. Like, and obviously you don't have to agree, or if you disagree, whatever, fine. It's, it would just be nice to hear.
Yeah.
What you guys think about the clean.
Even bedrooms and like houses.
But it doesn't even just apply to makeup, does it?
Like, no, it doesn't. It's like the whole, like,
how you speak or how you carry yourself.
Yeah, it's not, it's like, you go look at someone's bedroom, or they show their bedroom house on TikTok, and you automatically assume, okay, they probably can afford certain things. Mm. You know, they could have bought that cabinet from IKEA, babes, or Amazon. Like, one thing
I still hate, but like, I would always get confused. Obviously, now I understand why, because of, you know, context and stuff. But people would be like, I don't believe you're from South London
because of the way you speak,
the way I speak, or perhaps the way I carry myself. And I'd just be like, what do you mean? I'm from South London. I've grown up in South London most of my life. Mm. And, you know, they'll come up with things like, yeah, but you don't do this or you do that. And again, it's like, let's not pigeonhole ourselves, okay? Even within South London or even whatever you, wherever you are, you're going to have different types of people, 100%. Different types of personalities.
Yeah, 100%. It's funny because speaking about the clean girl aesthetic, obviously I just got a new tattoo on my shoulder. And this one is like a very, it's more of an obvious one. Like, I had one on my chest, which is like, yeah, you'll notice it. But this one is bigger, so it's more obvious. And I remember talking to my friend about it before I got it. And I was saying to him that I don't know if I want to get it. And he was like, why? And I was saying, because I think that if I get it and it's like quite obvious and big, people are automatically going to meet me and automatically assume that I'm a certain type of girl. And I was just having a big, and he was like, basically he was like, F what they think. And it was a proper discussion, because I was just like, oh, I just know that people are going to meet me and think if I'm from South London, I've got tattoos, I'm this, I'm that, I'm drama, I'm ghetto. And it was I was really contemplating on whether or not I wanted to get it in that area that big, because my thing was, even like something I've had to unlearn, when I see girls with like big tattoos, like they
have and having some sort of perception about
like
them,
it's like they have some sort of perception about them, like you think, oh, like, okay, wonder what kind of person they are, or you assume. So it was something that I was genuinely, again, and it goes against the whole clean girl aesthetic thing as well, like you want to just look minimal, you want to look like you're not doing too much, you want to look, you don't want to look dramatic, you don't want to look, you don't want anything to stand out, you want to stand out but you don't want to stand out, if that makes sense, like you want to stand out because, oh, she looks good, she looks like money, but not standing out in terms of like anything that negative discussion, so that was a thing for me, like I was battling, and my friend was just like, just do it. Do it. And so I did it. And it's still something, even though I have it now, it's still something that I think, oh, I wonder what people, but it's, now that I have something it, I'm getting used to. And it's
gonna grow.
It's gonna grow. And now that I'm thinking, okay, the tattoo, and if I get the locks, it's gonna be like,
oh. But then also, like, I mean, obviously it's hard to sort of block out that noise, but it's meaningful to you.
100%, yeah. You know? It means something. And I think that
and sometimes we don't give people an opportunity. And do you know what? You don't have to sort of tell people why you got
no.
Things,
I don't have to justify
but we
that.
We don't give people an opportunity to have a story
about
them.
100%.
How?
Why they're expressing themselves in a certain way?
It doesn't mean that's a bad 100%, thing.
100%.
Instead of having our perceptions about them,
creative expression is so important. And I'm so glad really you said that, because you look at yesterday. I went to an event, and just all the types of people that were there, black people that were there. just all types, and I absolutely loved it.
Mm-hmm.
You had the more eccentric, colourful, you had the cleaner, you had the people in between. When I say cleaner, as in minimal, mm-hmm. you had the people in between. And
maybe
it was just,
clean is probably not.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't really like that.
We keep saying
it. It's what I'm saying. Yeah. And that's what I said. Yeah. I think minimalist is, I get it. It's like you're minimal and you're plainer to me.
Because it's not to say that.
It's a plain girl aesthetic. Do you know what I mean? It's like plain colours.
Plain Jane.
But yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah. So for me, it's like plain or minimal, I'd rather say. But like, you had people that were kind of more simple, and then you had the people that were more like colourful and vibrant, and it, you know, everyone looked amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing I love about it is, it's not about how you look, it's about how much you own it.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I can tell someone has a certain aesthetic, it's the confidence they have with that aesthetic that to me is like, oh, I wouldn't wear that, I wouldn't do it, but I just, you look amazing still. I love the way you just, the it's aura.
Like, do you know, it just came to my mind, like Nella Rose, like, you know, when she, you know, when she was first starting out with like the eyeliner,
the white eyeliner, it was like a signature look.
It's probably not something I would do, but I just loved it on her.
It was her signature.
And I love the confidence that she had with that too. And even now, obviously, like, she's got the PLT collection and just how she's owning like her body and, you know, the models who are modeling the collection, like, of different sizes, different races. That's what we need to see.
Yeah, it's the confidence. Like, that's what we need. Confident and killing it.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. So,
oh my gosh, that's a shout out to Tiwa.
Confident and killing it. So
she's got, I think she's got just got her book out, right? Book out. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
So yeah, I'll be going to her launch.
When's that?
It's I think it's next week.
Oh wow, okay. Jenna, I told you
the week
when do you have this event? Can you just message me, please?
Do you know, I think she's still got tickets, so
actually, just message me.
Oh well.
I'll probably say no most of the time, but still try.
Yeah. No, it's gonna be fine.
Yeah, but ladies, thank you so much for listening. This was a good episode. It's a good topic.
Yeah.
We could definitely talk about it more. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are a lot of opinions about this. So maybe we'll do like a Q&A on our stories.
Yeah. When, oh my gosh, that would be really good.
Just to see how people feel about it, really. And
oh yeah, and I think Instagram's got that anonymous story.
They do
now.
So people don't have to. Is there something they want to say that's a bit brazy? They don't have to. No face, no case.
Be nice though.
Yeah. No face, no case. But we'll definitely dive into it. And yeah, hopefully, I might try this locks thing.
Yeah, go for
it. I might try.
I think we'll definitely see. If you've seen her in her faux locks, then. You know.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And I could just, I'll do so many things with it, but me, I'm lazy. Just see a few hairs.
It's
because you've got to go get it retwisted, and I'll probably go to the hairdresser to get it styled and stuff like that.
Do you know
that.
How often you would have to go?
I don't know. So that's, I want to do like my diligent research before I choose to get it, in terms of like
the
process, how, when I want to take it out, what that process will be as well. Just how much is really going to cost me, like on a monthly basis to upkeep it, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll see. I'm definitely going to try it before the end of the year.
Mm.
Think it'll be fun. But ladies, thank you so much. We're definitely going to do a Q&A
thank
on
you.
This.
Yeah.
See how you guys feel about it. And it's not by force to be buying the most expensive things as well to align with that.
Force.
You don't need to buy a Pat McGrath foundation that's £60.
Yeah.
You don't have to buy a NARS.
Superdrug is my best friend. I'm always in there. Like, you don't have
to buy NARS to £35 or £40. You know, you don't have to be buying Charlotte Tilbury. Mm-hmm. It's not like, if it works for you and you're doing it because you would rather invest in those products because it works, but don't do it because you're jumping on a trend. Please, TikTok will dry your bank account. Honestly, it really will.
In this economy,
inflation.
Be smart.
Please, babes, please. So yeah, love you guys. Thanks for tuning in to another episode.
Thank you.
Hopefully, Shade will be back.
Yes, and as Shade would always say, please like, follow, stream,
subscribe,
all of that.
Yeah. She's the pod on everything. We're on TikTok, by the way, guys.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if we've really posted, but follow us on TikTok @ She's in the Pod.
Yeah.
And Facebook.
Keep
us
accountable.
Twitter.
Facebook. Instagram. I mean, we can post on Facebook if
but
you
want. But we don't really.
On it.
Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Yeah, I think that's it.
I think that's it.
And then, follow, subscribe on Spotify, Apple Music, all of the above.
Yeah.
And we'll see you in a few weeks.
See you later.